Shkeich, everybody, welcome. Thank you for coming. So, I decided this year to focus on Anyanim, the Pnimius of Shabbos. You know, the Shabbos, like everything else in the world, has a neshama and it has a guf. So in the morning, you have the schos to be learning with Rabbi Levin about the guf of Shabbos. In the afternoon, we're going to focus a little bit in Psiat HaDishmai about the Pnimius, the neshama of Shabbos. Obviously, the Zayah Kaddish says about Shabbos Kaddish, Yoyme de Nishmasa, Lav de Gufa. It's a day of Neshama, not a day of the Guf. Now, the idea originally to even say anything about Shabbos was very overwhelming, because really Shabbos is everything. And to share for 20 minutes a day about Shabbos is an impossibility. So, it's going to take a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, and I don't exactly have a Seder. All I know is that I was scouring through Reb Weinberger's office and I found this set called Yalkut Mikrai Kodesh. This is just one of three, okay? So there's three fat volumes like this about Shabbos. It's a prolific work, whoever put it together. So what you see in front of you is many Mayer Mekoymes, almost all of them, basically, which come from this Sefer, which is very much a Likut, which is why the font is very much the same, but basically, I'm putting in a lot of the work, and you're being nana from those efforts. Probably by the time that this series is over, I'll probably have seen hundreds, probably thousands of Mayer Mekoymes on the Inyan of Shabbos. And really, what we're trying to do is to try to gather a few of them and to bring them together to be able to deliver on some level tidbits, which really is not just a tidbit at all, of different inyan related to Shabbos. So today's shiur is going to focus on two gemaras, which you have in front of you. And again, this is not to be able to go through this page. You know, a lot of it is going to be able to, well, probably if you would like to know about Shabbos more, which I would encourage you to want to do so, because you're going to be spending 1/7 of your life in Shabbos. So you can go through these Mayer Mekoymes, you know, at length. These are all choice Mayer Mekoymes, which I think bring home the ideas we're going to be speaking about out of many, which I was zech to see Baruch Hashem. And again, this is very much a limud for myself, and I'm just sharing with you things which are coming out of my own ratzon to be able to know what this means Shabbos a little bit more. So, what we have today to focus on are two gemaras primarily, which you have at the top of the page. So let's see them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Kol mitzvah shenasan lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael nasan lahem b'farhesia. Every mitzvah which was given to Klal Yisrael was given b'farhesia. Chutz mishabbos, except for Shabbos, shenasan lahem b'tzina. The Shabbos was given b'tzina. Shenemar oisi b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos is called an os, and it was given in privacy, in a makom tzina between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's one mar makom. Right next to it, you have another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hanoisin matana lechaveroi tzarech lahaydiyai." If one gives a matana to his friend, so he has to let him know about it. Shenemar, "Ladas ki ani Hashem b'kadishchem," that Hashem gives us this matana called Shabbos, and He says, "I'm giving it to you, and you should know that I'm giving it to you." Ani Hashem b'kadishchem. So the Gemara says, "Amar lo kadosh baruch hu lemaisha, Matana Taiva Yeshti Bebes Gnazai Beshabbos Shema." Everybody knows this Gemara from the song, probably. "A very good Matana, Hashem says, I have for you, which is in my Beis Gnazai, in my treasure room. And Shabbos is its name, Vani Mevakesh Litana Yisrael, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael, Leich V'Haydiyan." So go and tell Klal Yisrael about this precious gift called Shabbos. So let's focus on these two Mayer Mekoymes a little bit. What does it mean that Shabbos is a Matana Taiva? This idea of Kani Hashem Mekadishchem, the idea that Shabbos is a gift which is given b'tzina. So what you have immediately under the first Mayer Mekoymes, the first Gemara which we saw, is a piece from Rabbeinu Bachya, that he writes in Kada Kemach the following thing. He says that Shabbos was given b'tzina, and he questions this. What does it mean that Shabbos was given b'tzina? We're not going to read everything inside. He says, what does it mean that Shabbos was given b'tzina? Shabbos was given by Har Sinai amongst Aseres Adibros. The whole world was welcome to hear, but certainly it was not given b'tzina, it was given b'farhesia. So he writes, if you see from the word amnam, what I like about this sefer is that he boldens, that's the word, the important lines in each of the pieces. So he writes here, Amnam kavanas hachachamim haisa ahapnimi sheba. The pnimius. Ki hu hanitin betzina. That was what was given betzina. And this is the lashon beinu veinech. What we see right away from Rabbeinu Bachya is that there's a dimension of Shabbos which is called the pnimius of Shabbos. And what Reish Lakish is highlighting in this Gemara is that although Shabbos was given b'far hesya, that's regarding the chitzonius of Shabbos. But the inner dimension of Shabbos, which is the pnimius of Shabbos, that was given b'tzina. And he writes, and he finishes this shtickle, v'inyonim nistarim ka'ila shenichlam b'mitzvah Shabbos. These hidden inyonim of Shabbos, nitztave meishim epni elyon legaloysim liyechida Yisrael. There's an idea regarding Shabbos that although Shabbos was given to the masses and every single Jew and every single behemah, which belongs to a Jew, and even perhaps Kalim, according to Beisham, I have to have a Shvitz on Shabbos. There's a dimension of Shabbos which is only given over to Yechidei Skula. And that Ptimis of Shabbos is what was given Betzina. This means something very important, because when we take a look at Shabbos, and we reflect upon what was given to the masses about Shabbos, if we take a look at the Sefer Torah, and if we take a look at the Gemara and the Mishnayos, what was given to the masses about Shabbos is the Karius of Shabbos, is the Chiyuv Mises of Shabbos. All the scary things about Shabbos were given to the masses. And that's very intimidating. And at face value, it takes a courageous effort for a person to want to come to get to know Shabbos Kodesh. Because the way that many of us have been brought up is that we only look forward to Shabbos because of the social aspect of it. We may not be looking forward to the long tefillos or the drushes of Shabbos, but it's a time to schmooze with friends and to hang out and to have a time away from work. But if that's the case, then, you know, on some level, even a goy is shaykh to Shabbos on that level. Because we know Shabbos was given to the goyim too. Not actually the Shmira of Shabbos was given to the Goyim, but we know that it's enlisted in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Torah mentions Shabbos in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the whole inyan of the oath, al pi pashas, the Rishonim explain, is that Shabbos is an oath to the Chiddush HaOlam. And for that matter, every single human being is required to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. The Reishis Chachma even points out that throughout the world, it's a universal concept that Shabbos is called Sabbath. And he says the reason why that is because it's universally accepted, whether they recognize this or not, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And Shabbos is an oath to entire human mankind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. So that's not obviously what Shabbos means, and that's not the kamana of Shabbos, of which Chazal say that a goy sheshavas is chayv misa, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah Shem at a later time. There's going to be always things which are going to be crossing into each subject about Shabbos. But take a look at the Avas Shalom here, the Kosover, which is under in the middle column, the second Mayamakom, where he writes, Kesha Adam Naisin Matana Lachaveiro, Ha'ikr HaChashivas Hu Davar HaGonas B'Seich HaMatana. When you give a matana to somebody, it's not the matana itself. The matana is just a token of appreciation. It's just a symbol of something else. But what's the ikr? Ha'inu Ha'ahava She'B'Seich HaMatana. It's the love of with which the matana is given. It's not what you give. If you give a bar mitzvah bachar a gift, he can go out and buy the sefer itself. You're giving the love in the matana. I wanted to give you this gift because I want to express my love to you. And so the Kosover writes, and if anybody who knows about the Kosover and the Sefer Ava Shalom, he was mamash a Shabbos to Giyud. V'chumoichin hu matanas ha-Shabbos kodesh. This is the gift of Shabbos. Ein ha-nigle hu ha-ikr ha-shivas. This is really the point we're trying to stress today, is that the hiskalus of Shabbos is not the chashivas of Shabbos. V'akadover ha-nister v'ha-ganas b'soich ha-Shabbos. And he explains, this is Pshat of this Gemara. V'zeh ha-matana toiv yeshti b'beis genazai v'Shabbos shema. Perish, she-ikr ha-matana hu ma-shenignaz. So therefore, if you were to ask a Jew, what's your favorite day of the year, he may not say Shabbos, because Shabbos to him is a day which is filled with karuses and chayim mimises, all the things which you can't do on Shabbos. So what's the gevaldik gift, the matana type of Shabbos? In order to understand this gemara, although it's a gemara and it's for anybody to see, right? To understand this gemara and for a person to be able to say, aha, I know what this means, matana taiva, to understand the real pshat of this gemara, says the kosover, we have to look beyond the surface of Shabbos and to go into the inner dimensions of which we already saw from Rabbeinu Bachya. There's something which is called the inner inyan of Shabbos, which is given over to Yechidei Skula. Take a look at the next Maimon Malkum below it, which is from the Siddur of Avram Goyen. Now, we don't have this nusach in davening, but look at the way that he describes in his nusach of the davening on Leil Shabbos. He writes, and this is something which could be said in the Shemona Esrei, Me ahavascha Hashem alekeinu she'ahavta es Yisrael amecha. Right? Look at the lashonus of Ahava, right? That he explains that he's giving over. It's very similar to the lashon we have by Yom Tov. But this is even more embellished with the inyan of Ahava. So if you were to stop right here in the Nusach, you would say to yourself, what's so halig, what's so avadik about Shabbos? But you have to realize what comes next. As Yom Hashvi Hagadol veHakadosh Hazeh, it's the kedusha of Shabbos. Legedula, legvura, lekedusha, lemenucha, laaveda, ulahayda, laois, ulabris, ulasiferes. When a person starts to recognize these inyanim about Shabbos, then a person can understand what it means—the matana taiva, that ahava that the kosover was talking about. But this means what this is telling us, Rabbi Yisai, is that although every single Jew behechrich has to go into Shabbos, you can't escape Shabbos. It finds you wherever you are. Every single Jew will be living a different experience of Shabbos. Every Jew is experiencing Shabbos on a different level. And this connects itself to a very important Maamar Makom in the Sugya of Shabbos, which the Zohar says, on the Pasuk of L'Doraisam B'Risalam. So the Zohar says, L'Doraisam. The Zohar says, L'Dirasam. L'Dirasam means, L'Dira Belibe. So that your heart is the Dira from which Shabbos goes into. Every single person brings in the Shabbos, and Shabbos is not just the Zman that we live in, Al Pi Pnimius, Shabbos is an opportunity, it's a davar which goes into the heart. And every single Jew, according to his heart, will experience Shabbos on a different level. In fact, the way that the Or Gadol Ya'ul explains in the Parshas Vayakel, is that when the Gemara says that Shabbos is a Beis Genazai, it doesn't mean to say that Shabbos is a gift which you are given. It means Shabbos is an opportunity where Hashem says, I'm taking each Jew and bringing him into my Beis Genazai. You are brought into the Beis Genazai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maamar Makom was following this. If you'll take a look, you have to see on your own. And the next Maamar Makom, which explains the different Madrigas of Shabbos, that simply given their onig of Shabbos is just the Meichel and the Mishteh and the Ksus Nekiyah of Shabbos. Whereas the Svidei Am Hashem, he calls them, those who know the inner workings of Shabbos, for them, Shabbos is a totally different type of an oneg. If we take a look at the Sitz Tzadikim, which is below that, he writes in the middle there, Ukvar sha'alti la'anashim rabim, I asked many people, V'chim shleimim tzadikim chasidim gedoidim, great Jews, imheim yoidim u'margishim b'chol Shabbos z'ashur asakdusha ha'shafel neymi arinsav. Do you realize, are you margish, the gaval de kedusha which is being bestowed upon you on Shabbos? Great people, the kulam ke'echad anu v'amru ein anu yoidim achus shel ikar kedusha. I don't know what you're talking about. So it's not just to be taken for granted that Talmidei Chachamim know what it means Shabbos, because not every Talmid Chacham is bechlau what Rabbeinu Bachya calls the Yechidei Skula, the Yechidei Yisrael, who know what that means. If you take a look at the Tiferes Shlomo below that, he's explaining the Gemara which says that Shabbos is the bracha for the entire year, for the entire week. The Zohar says, Birchan de la Eila, Birchan de la Tata. So the Tiferes Shlomo explains, what does it mean, Birchan de la Eila, Birchan de la Tata? He writes, Tzarech Kedusha v'Yerushamayim, that's called Birchan de la Eila. The Tzarech Parnasa v'Kalkala, that's called Birchan de la Tata. And every single Jew goes into Shabbos looking for something from Shabbos. Simple Jews are looking for the Parnasa for Shabbos. Whereas the more elevated Jews are looking for the Kedusha of Shabbos. Because the parnasa from Shabbos is going to come after Shabbos. So there are many people who are in Shabbos, but they're invested in Shabbos for the parnasa and the bracha that they're going to have from Shabbos the rest of the week. So they're only living Shabbos for the chol. but not really living Shabbos for the Shabbos, not in the moment of Shabbos, not in the Kiddush of Shabbos. And that's really what the Gemara is highlighting when it says in that Gemara, Matana Tavi Yeshli Bebeis Genazai, and the Gemara says, Ladas Keni Hashem Mekadishchem, that the Iker Matana Tavi of Shabbos is to know that I am Hashem Mekadishchem, that I'm a Kaddish you. So if a Jew is not aware, or he's not bechlal the inyan of the Kiddush of Shabbos, then he doesn't understand Shan Gemara, what it means that Shabbos is a Matana Tavi Bebeis Genazai. It doesn't make any sense. And unless a person is familiar on some level, and again, like we saw, that just because a person is a Talmud Chacham doesn't mean he understands Shabbos at all. Unless a person has a Shaychus and he's looking for the Birchon de La'il of Shabbos, which is the Kedusha of Shabbos, a person can go a whole life, a seventh of his life, that he's living in Shabbos Kodesh, but Shabbos not living with him. Because there's no relationship. He doesn't understand the Oymik HaPnimi, what Shabbos is. If you take a look at the Rimanover, if you go to the bottom left of the page, Hiksheha Rav HaKadosh Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mirimanov, Ma'inyin Shabbos L'Olam Haba. We know that Chazal tell us that Shabbos is Ma'in Olam Haba. He says, what's the connection between Shabbos and Olam Haba? Halo Olam Haba, Ein Bo Le'achila V'Le'ishtia, V'ilu Mitzvah Sainik Shabbos, Eker Hu B'Achilu Shtia. So Shabbos is the day where there's a mitzvah of Achil and Shtia, whereas Olam Haba is the day where there's no Achil and Shtia. So he explains, Shetanu Olam Haba, Hu B'Hasagas Yerushalayim, Tor Yerushalayim, V'Av Ha'achila B'Shabbos L'Shem Shemayim, V'Yesa Adam B'Vi Yerushalayim. You can have two people going through the same pu'ulas of Shabbos. This one is davening. This one is learning. This one's going to the mikveh. This one's going to the shir. This one's eating and drinking. This one's hanging out with chevron from Brengen. So they're going through the same pu'ulas. If you ask the Jew, what's your tainig on Shabbos? So one Jew will say, the ichil and shti is my tainig on Shabbos. Whereas another Jew is going through the same pu'ulas of eating and drinking, but he understands Shabbos from this place of Mein Olam Haba. So he's not really eating and drinking. He's eating and drinking because that's part of what it means to be a guf on Shabbos. But really, he's eating and drinking Yerushalayim. He's not tasting the food of Shabbos Kodesh. It's Bechlal the Avodah of Kedushas Shabbos. Like the Shin of Rav brings, if you take a look at the bottom, the next Maamar Makom, the Ashever said that he heard from the Shin of Rav, B'shem the Shin of Rav, this is a very famous word from the Shin of Rav, that the Torah says, Echluhu Hayom, which is one of the Makaris we know of Gimel Sudas and Shabbos. He says, Echluhu Es Hayom, Rav Nachman says the same Torah, Echluhu Es Hayom, Klemmer Itzumil Shel Yom. That he explains that the inyan of Shabbos is like the Torah says, "Vayechzu es elokim, vayoichlu vayishtu," that you should eat the elokos, like it says in bold, "Vahachanam misangim im etzem haShabbos v'hareize seveya kachila." That a person who has an oinig from Shabbos itself, that's his ikur achila and shti on Shabbos. So, although again, Rabbi Yisai, every Jew is in Shabbos and he's going through the same pu'ulas. It's just that one person's eating and drinking is just bechlal b'chon de la'ila. That it's just a halege inyan, that there's no difference between his achila and shtia versus the tefillas and tiras that he's doing on Shabbos. The sudas of Shabbos are not just lunch and dinner. It's mamash achil Shabbos to call Shabbos lunch. Shabbos lunch. It's mamash achil Shabbos to say such a thing. Right? And a person has to know, this is called, the way that the Zohar refers to these Lashonas, askinu sudasa de mehmenusla, shleimus achedus of the mal kadisha, the sudas of the Zerampin, the sudas of the Malka Kadisha, Imamashah, blow a person's head off. What it means, these inyanim. Shabbos is a tish. Shabbos is it's a different matzav. It's called the sud of Shabbos. That's why it's so important to go to tzaddikim to see that the way that they do Shabbos, because a person doesn't know exactly what a tzaddik is doing, but just to be able to behold the way that a tzaddik eats on Shabbos, the tefillas of Shabbos, the tachaziyah by a tzaddik, that he's really holding these inyanim. I know for myself, for the Shabbos that I spent by my Rebbe, you walk away thinking that you never knew what Shabbos was, b'chol. And the same thing is true with every inyan in Avodas Hashem. Okay. I never knew what it meant to shake a lulav until I saw my Rebbe shake a lulav. Never knew. And many things, the way to daven, many things that a person doesn't know Yiddishkeit until he sees the way that a tzaddik does it. We can learn it in Sfarim, that's what we're doing here. We've seen what the tzaddikim speak about it. But the real lemaisa of these shiurim are going to be, right, going to tzaddik, seeing how they teach Shabbos. It's the honest truth. If you take a look at the top left, Maamar Makom, we're not going to do it inside. He's quoting a Sefer Hashir VeHashavach. I don't know who that is. Maybe somebody can tell me if you know. But he has a very beautiful Musar when it comes to Shabbos. You can take a look at the bold in parts of it, where he writes over here, for example, that's Kedushas HaShabbos Muchrech Kol Yehudi Dehargish. If a Jew doesn't feel Kedusha Shabbos, it's lacking in his Yadus. And he quotes the Marva Shemesh, the same thing about Shema Yisrael, that when a Jew says Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad, how he says Shema Yisrael is indicative of how his Yiddishkeit is holding. And he says the same thing is true about Shabbos. A person can know, the Chazal say, Me'in Olam Haba, you can know your Olam Haba from your Shabbos. You can know where you're holding from your Shabbos Kodesh. It's kedai to see the whole thing inside. On the bottom right, to the far right, which is one of the other very long Marmek comments from the Noyim Megadim, he's going on the Medrash Pli, which the Parashas Drachim quotes. Me'oilam la'izaz ha'shechina mi'Yisrael, Shabbos ha'savyamim tovim ha'filu b'Shabbos shalchol. That the Shechina never left Klal Yisrael, even Shabbos shalchol. And he explains this Marmek, what does it mean, a Shabbos shalchol? He explains that you would have thought that since the Zayar says that a Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos, that only a Talmud Chacham really has the opportunity to know what Shabbos is. And he goes on to explain, if you take a look at the bold letters here, the big letters at the bottom of the Ma'ar Makom, and he writes, "Ve'echshayv shedavka mehem banim ahuvim le'zaz ha'shchina." You would have thought that davka from the Talmud Chachamim in Klai Yisrael, the Yechidei Skula, only they are Zeichet to Shabbos, v'lo yikein l'shar amo eskim b'avayda koi me'achol rak b'Shabbos nachim. V'za'amr afilu b'Shabbos shalchol. So Noam Begadim is telling us that although Rabbi Nebachia told us that the previous Shabbos was really only given over to Yechidei Yisrael, the Noam Begadim comes to teach us that that's not true. Not that it's not true, but the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Talmid Baal Shem worked very hard to be able to reveal to every single Jew that they are Shaykh also to what the Yechidei Skula know about Shabbos Kodesh. And that's what we're going to be speaking about a little bit in the coming weeks in Mirtz Hashem. Is that what is the ingredient, the nekud of Shabbos Kodesh, which makes Shabbos so heilig and so special to Yechidei Yisrael? What does it mean, this idea, Ki ani Hashem Mekadishcha? What is the secret of the Malchus of Shabbos, that really if a Jew understands this idea called Matan HaTayva properly, that he could be Bechlal, the Yechidei Yisrael, even if he's a working person? When it comes Shabbos, there's a certain element, there's a nekuda of what it means, this Hakar of Shabbos. This emun of Shabbos, the Raza de Echad of Shabbos Kodesh. There's so many inyanim and they all revolve around one nekuda, that a Jew can really be, every single Jew, like Reb Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Every Jew is a Shabbos tikayid. That if a person is able to zero in the nekuda of what Shabbos means, he could be chal, mamash b'chal, this yichidi Yisrael, to be zeichek, to the kedusha Shabbos, that when we read these ma'amakomas, we're yearning for this. But to be b'chal, mamash, to taste that oinag. We'll conclude with just this ma'isa, with the Rebbe Reb Shmelka from Nicholsburg. That he was a very big Baal Tzedakah of the Reb Shmelka, and everything he gave away to Aniyim. One time a Jew came to his door, and the Rebbe himself was mamish impoverished, and he asked the Rebbe that if he can have something. So the Rebbe, he remembered that in his wife's drawer, she had a special ring, some special tachshitin, which was the most precious thing to her. So the Rebbe Reb Shmelka chapped, and he says, "Oh yeah, I have something for you." So he goes into her drawer, and he takes out this ring and he gives it to the Ani. So the Ani is, you know, very happy, obviously. And he leaves, and the Rebbetzin wasn't home. But she was coming home as the Ani was leaving. And she saw that the Ani was very happy. And she realized right away that the Rebbe, her husband, must have given him something very special. And she was thinking in her head, going over the things, items that she had in the house. And she realized there's nothing in the house. And then she chapped, oh, the Rebbe definitely gave away my article, my precious piece of jewelry. So she came into the house and she started to scream at him. She said, "How can you give this away? This is worth 300 adumim. And you gave it over to this Ani?" She started to berate her husband. So the Rebbe Reb Shmelka, he gets up and he starts running after the Ani. And the Ani sees Reb Shmelka running after him and he starts running faster because he thinks that Reb Shmelka is coming to take it back. So finally Reb Shmelka, he catches up with the Ani, right? Tackles him, probably, right? And he says to the Ani, he says, "I'm telling you right now, this is worth 300 adumim. 300 adumim. Don't think that this is a cheap thing. It's worth 300 adumim." So and he sends the Ani off. So that took place during the week. So afterwards on Shabbos Kodesh, the Rebbe Reb Shmelka was sitting by the Shulchan, by the Tish, and he told the Oilam what happened that week. And he says, "This is Pshat and Gemara. So he says, because Shabbos is a very precious chayfetz. Shabbos is very precious. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, He wanted us to know that Shabbos is so special and so heilig. But you shouldn't think that Shabbos isn't something which is special. So you have to know when you give the matana just how special it is. And he said in Yiddish, obviously, I'm going to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, he told the Chassidim, "Ve'al timkiru oisai bi'ad chatikas kugel or legima shayayin tzera." So don't waste the heilig Shabbos over a piece of kugel and a little bit of schnapps. And Chassidim, when he said this, they were in the middle of eating their kugels. And they became very startled when they heard this. They couldn't even put the next bite of kugel into their mouths because of the pachad from the Shmelka saying this. And you know that the Rishonim said that Shabbos Kodesh is such an unbelievable time. He says, but people waste Shabbos away because they're, he said the way he said it was, is that their faces are buried in the soup. That's what he said. Faces are buried in the soup. You have to be able to sift through all the chazals of Shabbos B'Shanag, Shena B'Shabbos Tainag, what it means the oinig of eating and drinking at Shabbos Kodesh, all the different distractions of what it means this Matana Taiva of Shabbos. And you should know the real Erech of Shabbos. When he understands the real Erech of the Kedushas of Shabbos, we should be zeicha that the Shabbos is, we have many, many Shabbos ahead of us, B'Siyat L'Shmaya. Then in learning these inyanim and getting into the Pnimius of Shabbos, and even the Pnimius of Shabbos, we should be zeicha to understand the Kedushas of Shabbos and taste the Kedushas of Shabbos for, you know, all of our lives to come. See you after the Shema. Shkoyach.